Dr. Vogel said, "Why don't I just explain my conclusions a little bit? Then afterward, I'll answer your questions if you have any, okay? I know it's very, very hard to hear difficult news about Jacob, but brace yourselves for just a few minutes, okay? Just listen, then we can talk." We nodded. Jonathan said, "For the record, none of this is discoverable by the prosecution. You don't have to worry. Everything we discuss here and everything Dr. Vogel tells you now is privileged. This conversation is absolutely confidential. It never leaves this room. So you can speak frankly, as can the doctor, okay?" More nodding. "I don't understand why we have to do this," I said. "Jonathan, why do we even have to get into this if our defense is that Jacob didn't do it at all?" Jonathan made a V of his hand and stroked his short white beard. "I hope you're right. I hope the case goes well and we never have to raise this issue." "Then why do this?" Jonathan turned away slightly, dismissing me. "Why do this, Jonathan?" "Because Jacob looks guilty." Lori gasped. "I don't mean that he is guilty, only that there is a lot of evidence against him. The Commonwealth has not put up their strongest witnesses yet. This is going to get harder for us, a lot harder. And when it does, I want to be prepared. Andy, you of all people should understand that." "All right," the doctor said, wading in. "I've just given Jonathan my report. Really, it's an opinion letter, a summary of my conclusions, what I would say if I was ever called to testify, and what I think you could expect if this issue ever came up at trial. Now, I wanted to speak with you two alone first, without Jacob. I have not shared my conclusions with Jacob. When this case is over, depending on how it goes, we can have a more meaningful conversation about how to deal with some of these issues in a clinical setting. But for now, our concern is not therapy, it is the trial. I was engaged for a specific purpose, as an expert for the defense, so that's why Jacob is not in this room now. He will have a lot more work to do when the trial is over. But for now, we need to speak candidly about him, which may be easier if he's out of the room." This audiobook is continued on Disc 8.